Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's Inn. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Fear the Walking Dead, Season 2, Episode 2. It is our instant cast. We just finished watching, and this will probably be our last instant cast of the season because Game of Thrones starts next week, so we'll be instant casting on that show, and the full recaps of Fear the Walking Dead will come out late Tuesday night. So, Gary, we just finished watching. What did you think of the episode?
It was an okay episode. The storyline was just for me. Could have been better.
Okay. I thought it was a solid episode. I enjoyed it. I mean, it wasn't boom, bam, like, oh my gosh, moment. But I was definitely interested in this new family that they met. And then especially when Nick said, I think they're going to try to do some type of Jonestown. I was like, whoa. So that piqued my interest even more. And then from the little girl dying and everything like that.
Well, that was cool. We haven't seen that before.
Yeah, because Gary, at first when watching, Gary's like, is this our first kid walker? And then remember, no, what's our first kid walker in Fear?
This is our first killing kid walker.
Yeah. Yeah, because Rick, in the first episode or second episode, he saw a walker kid, but she didn't kill him. Sophia never got the chance to kill anybody. So this is our first kid walker that has killed.
Correct.
And it was very scary.
It was.
Her eyes, I mean, the little girl, whoever the actress is, you know, she had to do a good job to portray that emotion, that or that emotionless scene right there.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I have to watch the episode again, but I just didn't get that or boom or whatever from this episode. I haven't got that yet in Fear of the Walking Dead. We've got solid episodes, but we haven't got that episode yet.
Yeah, I think the only time we got that episode sort of was last season when at the end Travis saw the gunshots or whoever saw those gunshots firing off in the distance.
Right.
That was a, oh my gosh, what was that type of moment? But I think it's going to take time for us. We're kind of jaded. Like everything they're doing, we're like, you guys are dumb. You should do this. We already know what to do. So,
well, that's no longer that feeling for me.
It's not.
It's not. I have put these two shows on two different platforms.
Okay.
I have to put different Walking Dead seasons on different platforms.
Yes.
Because things happen in the first season. Walkers change up on you. There's no rule book to this. So I put the show on a different platform. And I had to think to myself, would I watch this if I wasn't a Walking Dead fan?
Right. Would you be watching this show if it was just Fear the Walking Dead? You had no knowledge of Walking Dead. Right. There was no Walking Dead that existed. That's a good question. And I think the answer would be yes. Because if that's the case, it'd be, besides Z Nation, it'd be the only current Walking Dead or zombie show that's on. And that people are obsessed with zombies and vampires. And we have enough of vampire shows. So I think we would still be watching. And we probably enjoy it more because we're like, oh, this is so cool. They're so dumb. They don't know what to do. You know, I think we would enjoy it even more if actually there was no Walking Dead. Now, we saw Strand on the phone this week. Who do you think he was talking to? It sounded like a loved one, maybe?
Maybe. I think Strand's up to something else. He's probably talking to his connect. Strand's selling drugs or something.
I don't think Strand's selling drugs. I don't think Strand is trying to betray them either. I think that he does have ulterior motives, but it doesn't necessarily have to do with them or just has nothing to do with them specifically. Like, I don't think he's out to betray them. He just already has his plan. Like, I'm doing this, and it wouldn't have been any different whoever's with him.
Could be. One thing I've noticed this episode is that this is not the beginning of the apocalypse. This is, like, far from the beginning. I guess this is the beginning in their town, where they're from in California. But we see all the coastlines been shut down. What do you say, San Francisco?
Yeah. They named a lot of cities that were just done.
Has been burnt. We found out it was dropping those bombs, were Nate bombs. So we see this has been going on for a while.
Right. I'm going to say a few months in.
It could be a few months, if not a year or so in.
No, they haven't been gone that long. It hasn't been going on a year.
I'm not sure. Because we were a few months in when she was talking to her student. What was that guy's name? The one with the butter knife?
Oh, okay. So I'm sorry. I thought you meant a year since everything, since they got on that boat.
No, not since they got on the boat. I'm talking about like the zombie apocalypse.
Okay. Because technically when the show started, the zombie apocalypse, quote unquote, had already started based on like what Tobias saw in the news.
Like for the last 3 months or something, they began like different sightings here. This been happening there. So that it was 3 months in, right, as far as he know, but it could have been further.
Right. Now, we're going to have to watch again, but I am confused. Going back to the family that they met, the girl or the boy, excuse me, said something about taking vitamins. So were they already taking some type of vitamin? And then this was the ultimate kill vitamin? Or did they say they need to take a vitamin eventually?
No, they were already taking vitamins.
So what were those vitamins, I wonder, that they were already taking?
Probably the same ones.
But then how weren't they dying?
They were probably dying slowly. You know
how someone took several vitamins, maybe?
Yeah, she probably did. Or she probably already took her dose for that day.
Okay, they didn't look like they were sick or dying slowly or anything like that.
I mean, maybe not. I mean, they didn't look like it, but they probably were. We didn't get to see them enough to be able to tell.
Well, I enjoyed the episode. I mean, I'm not like, oh my gosh, can't wait till next week or anything like that, but it was a good episode. And then starting next week, we won't even be watching the episode until Monday night. But it was good.
It was all right episode. Maybe I just wish they would have developed this storyline more. Dragged it on a little bit.
The family episode?
The family.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this episode is a pit stop. Now it's over with.
And I kind of called it when we were watching the episode originally and the mom was questioning or interviewing Madison per se. And I was like, that mom's going to kill herself. I thought the mom was going to kill herself because I assumed that the mom wanted Madison to take care of those kids.
See, I thought the opposite. I thought maybe she was interviewing them because they wanted to start their own colony there. They wanted to start over. And she was interviewing to make sure, like, hold up, we need you here.
Right. And my thing is, why were they leaving already? I know Strand has somewhere to go. But it just seems like I would have stayed there until it became to the point where it was unsafe. Like right now, it still looked safe.
Yeah, but it's Strand's boat. I mean, why not leave with the boat?
Right, that's true. I mean, no, they had no choice. If Strand was leaving, they need to stay there.
But they had a choice.
What, stay there and stay there or go with Strand? JSS. Okay, JSS. Okay. Well, decent episode. We will be back Tuesday with our full recap. We record Monday nights for this show. So hit us back up if you want to talk about the show, you want to give us your feedback. Our email is dead@theverdictsin.com. That is dead@theverdictsin.com. And we would love to hear what you guys thought. Thank you for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Bye.